From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Brazilian senators have voted 61-20 to remove President Dilma Rousseff from office. The senators found the suspended president guilty of breaking budget laws. Rousseff is expected to be permanently replaced by Michel Temer. Rousseff was accused of illegally using money from state banks to cover deficits in the federal budget. She is alleged to have used the phony deficit figures to gain popular support for her re-election campaign in 2014. Rousseff denies any wrongdoing in the matter. Russia's defense ministry says Russian warplanes killed up to 40 Islamic State militants during a raid near Aleppo province on Tuesday. It says IS spokesman and chief strategist Abu Muhammad al-Adnani was among the dead. A senior U.S. defense official says the Russian claim is untrue, calling it an attempt at disinformation. The official says al-Adnani was being watched for some time and was killed in an airstrike on a village north of Aleppo. Turkey says it will not stop its military offensive in northern Syria until all threats are removed. Earlier Wednesday, Iran called for a quick end to Turkey's military offensive, saying the continued presence of Turkish forces will only escalate the conflict. Turkey launched the offensive last week, targeting Islamic State militants as well as Kurdish fighters. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry urged India Wednesday to take greater responsibility on the global stage in partnership with the United States. Speaking at the Indian Institute of Technology, Kerry called India an established power with a footprint on matters that affect the entire planet. This is VOA News. Gabon's Electoral Commission has announced that President Ali Bongo has won re-election. The official results, yet to be formally announced, show Mr. Bongo winning 49.8% of the votes, with Jean Ping gaining 48.2%. Mr. Bongo's opponents are already denouncing the results as fraudulent. Protests broke out in the capital, Libreville. Some members of the Electoral Commission resigned Wednesday. The commander of U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan, General John Nicholson, says more than 900 Afghan security personnel have been killed battling Taliban insurgents this past July. According to U.S. military estimates, Afghan forces suffered around 20,000 casualties, including nearly 5,000 dead during the last year's fightings. General Nicholson says there is a need to replace corrupt leaders in the Afghan security forces and to build trust with the Afghan population as well as the international community. He praised the sacrifice of Afghan officers, such as the officer who was killed during this month's attack on Kabul's American University. Republican presidential contender Donald Trump is headed to Mexico to meet with President Enrique Peña Nieto. The meeting comes just hours before he flies back to the United States to give a speech on his immigration proposals. Trump won millions of Republican supporters with his call to build a wall along U.S.-Mexican border to thwart illegal migration. Trump announced his visit to Mexico City just days after the Mexican leader extended an invitation to both Trump and his Democratic opponent, Hillary Clinton, to visit Mexico. Peña Nieto, after listening for months of Trump's taunts about his country, likened him to Hitler and Mussolini, and woke to a storm of protest about the meeting with Trump, who was widely reviled in Mexico. U.S. Senators John McCain and Marco Rubio cleared their first hurdles on the way to being elected to new terms by winning the Republican primaries in their respective states on Tuesday. The 80-year-old McCain is trying to earn a sixth term representing the southwestern state of Arizona. He beat a Tea Party activist in the primary and moves on to face Democratic Representative Ann Kilpatrick in the November general election. Rubio, who lost a bid to represent Republicans in the race for U.S. president, will also go up against a Democratic congressman after defeating millionaire homebuilder Carlos Beruf in the Florida primary. In Florida, Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz won her primary a month after resigning as chair of the Democratic National Committee. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.